nor will home life necessarily be easy. Spouses and children have often become used to coping without a parent who has worked long hours. They have built their own networks of friends and activities. They may find it hard to adjust to the presence of a bored pensioner knocking about the house. On top of that, it may have been tricky for those in positions of authority to develop close friendships themselves, particularly at work. The book presents a series of case studies of people who have been through this kind of upheaval, some a lot more successfully than others. There is inevitably perhaps a bit of psychobabble, but readers who tolerate talk of transition mindsets and potential desired competences will discover that the individual stories are instructive and the questions posed by the authors are important. Those near retirement must work out who they have been, who they are now, and who they would like to become. The answers will vary from person to person. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Bartleby's father was never happier than when, after retiring from his job as a headmaster, he was able to spend his time reading, gardening, and listening to Mozart. Other people would be bored to tears by such a life. The authors suggest that people be willing to experiment, to try new activities, develop new skills, and talk to others who have been through the same process. Another approach is to keep a journal and make a list of things that you like to do or have also wished to do. In addition, those approaching retirement should consider the type of role they like to play. Do they enjoy working with others or working alone? Do they draw satisfaction mainly from developing ideas or from coordinating teams? Since self-awareness is a difficult skill, people should talk to a few trusted contacts to discover how they are perceived by the wider world. They may find the answers are surprising. This is a critical issue. Think of all the time people spend deciding which university they would like to attend, which course they would like to study, and which career they would wish to follow. Deciding on their post-career lifestyle is just as important. They may have decades left to enjoy.